Hallelujah. Good morning, family. Yeah, you guys, just looking again at this picture Danita sent here for us. We need to be the plantings of the Lord. Die blomme van die Here. Ons moet blom. And the only way we can blom is being the plantings of the Lord, is having our roots into His great and precious promises, into kingdom realities, into perfect love. And dan net soos hy drywe the branches of the vine. Jesus is the vine, we are the branches, we grafted into him, and that's where life is found, and we stay in him. Whenever darkness comes in, like Margaret says, we say, "Get behind me, Satan," and thank you, Jesus, you before me, for me, with me, all the days of my life. I dwell in the Father's love, in your provision, and in the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you as we go into the Word again this morning. Thank you for this much more gospel just grabbing hold of us. And it's you that is backing up this Word that takes hold of us to take us into this great love further, that our eyes can see what you see. And we can experience your goodness, Lord, so as to be lights in the darkness, rivers in the desert, shadows of a great rock in a weary land. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, greetings, precious family, again. Hallelujah. I'm so excited. I thank you for everyone contributing and taking part and making this revelations, this grace, this love real for yourselves, so that you can make it real and for the world out there. So our readings is Romans 5 verses, whoopsie do, my eyes are fading here, where we, I think 16, 16 to 18. Yeah, 16 to 17. And the free gift is not like the result of one man's sin. For the judgment following one trespass brought condemnation, but much more, the free gift following many trespasses brought justification. And that's justification from the God of all, with all power, all knowledge, all wisdom. So it's a perfect work. His work is perfect. Amen. For if because of one man's trespass, death reigned through that one man, much more will those who receive the abundance of grace and the free gift of righteousness reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ. Amen. So you see, we've got to receive this, guys. We've got to say, this is God's word. This is not man's word. Sometimes, baie keer kyk ons vas, dit is Paul he saw, dis Petrus he saw, of this Matthew. But this is the word of God. So it goes back to the heart of God, God's love and his intention. And so when we embrace this word as our own, I love the words of Jesus in John 14. If you love my word, I will come live with you, and my Father will come live with you. We'll make our home with you. And then also he says, if you're ashamed of me and my words, I'll be ashamed of you when I come in the glory of the Father, the glory of the Son, his own glory, and the glory of the angels. So guys, when we're not ashamed of this gospel and we believe it and we receive it for ourselves, we experience the manifestation, the coming, the revealing of the Father's love, all provision that we have in Jesus, and with the power of the Holy Spirit and the angels that are here to serve those who believe and receive. So that's the encouragement just again today. We went in through the wonderful, much more realities that are ours now because the kingdom is here and we are in the kingdom, Hebrews 12, 22, right up to the end. So I think we need to just go back down. We see in this kingdom, Jesus speaks and we listen and we serve him with reverent awe. That's the way we arise and shine. And then you go back now to the beginning of the chapter, where the previous chapter, Hebrews 11, speaks about the people of faith. that weren't made perfect apart from us. And then the question is, when were they made perfect? And it says in Hebrews 10, by one sacrifice. Amen. Jesus changed it all when he paid the price, and then he went on into being King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and he's King of Kings and Lord of Lords, ruling and reigning till all darkness is crushed under his feet. But also, not just crushing, he's there to draw all those that are his to himself. So draw close to the Lord. That's the most important. And then he goes on, don't let the sins entangle you. Amen. They easily entangle you. But the love of God is so much greater. Let that entangle you. And it goes on that we need to be disciplined, obedient. And it talks about the strengthening this weak knees. Don't allow yourself to be fall into temptations. I mean, take hold of the greatness of God's love. And it goes on to say, pursue peace with all men and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord. So pursuing peace by getting holiness, running to the Lord, finding answers for the situation, you see the Lord, you experience the Lord, and then don't get bitter, get better. So I'm just covering a couple of things. I'll send that scripture now. All the realities, because we are in the kingdom, these are the things that are necessary to just keep us in the kingdom, blessings to receive the kingdom's provision, rich provision, Peter tells us. Amen. To making our calling and election sure and receive rich provision. And then also Thessalonians chapter 5, I'll share that with you there, where I just saw it as the three things: always be in prayer, communicating, acknowledging the Lord, always be joyful, and always be thankful. But then I just saw there's a little portion there where it tells you, actually, pursue peace. So I'll send that to you this morning. And this is the will of God for you. Amen. Be blessed, because you are blessed, in Jesus' name. Amen.